Welcome back to Specialty Coffee Talk. I'm your host, Philip. And we're back with part two of Water Matters a Lot. And as you heard in the last episode, water does matter a lot. There was one thing that I want to clarify. So with a pH scale, Eric is still with me. Say hi.
Hello.
So with the pH scale, could you clarify? Because we kind of like said the opposite-ish sort of thing. I don't know.
I think it's like standard pH of like pure water is 7. Water with a lower pH than 7, it's considered acidic. Water with a greater pH than 7 is considered basic. And so groundwater is typically between 6 to 8.5. And so this one that we tried was 8.8, which technically means it's really far away from the acidic. And we said we tasted a lot of acidity in the coffee. And I wanted to make sure that we didn't confuse everybody by saying the water's acidic. We said it made the taste of the water, not the taste of water, made the coffee that it extracted taste acidic to us, if that makes sense.
I believe it does. So there's that clarification. We're going to talk more about water and coffee. We're going to try a few other things. So please join us as we start this conversation. So we did a control tasting of the coffee as it was in the first part of this series of episodes. We did the third wave water, and again, it tasted the best. It was good. Mm-hmm. It still held up. It tasted the same, right?
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. 100%.
So I live in the mountains, and so we're trying mountain water right now. And so it's regional.
California.
Don't tell them where I'm at. Regional water.
His specific address is.
Regional water. So we're going to try this out. I happen to know that this water is super calcified. I think it's pretty hard water as well. So we're going to see the difference in flavor. Eric's going to take a sip here, and he's going to say what he believes is either tasty or terrible about this water. Eric, please give us your insight.
It's a little funky. It's kind of gritty. I feel it on my teeth. It's interesting.
That does not sound like a good thing to me.
Flavor-wise, I'm not getting anything that I really enjoyed from the third wave water. I'd say it's just got a whole bunch of that mid-range note of really almost nothing.
Yeah.
And nothing's peaking, like none of the fruit. For some reason, it's gone. I don't understand why, but it is.
It's because there's a bunch of added minerals and garbage in there that we don't want, you know? So this is like the water from the tap up here in the mountains. And it's not turning into good coffee. It has a lot of calcium. Like when you put it into a cup at first, you know, it looks real white. And then it kind of like, once it settles in, it becomes clear again. It's one of those kind of things. So that's usually how it is. Very, very calcified. What are you getting any flavor besides like that bitter taste?
There's something in here. I really can't tell. I think afterward I'm getting some brown sugar at the end. I think that's coming through at the very end.
It's ambiguous.
The whole beginning and middle is ambiguous for me, and then the end is brown sugar.
The ability of this water to, if I may, extract flavor from the coffee is amazing. Like it took away flavor from good beans.
We get in contact with. Did you tell them, Ari?
No.
So hopefully we're working. We've got our producers hard at work. We've got a chemist that we're going to interview, hopefully, by the end of the show. And so we're working on that right now. And maybe he can tell us a little bit more about why the extraction is so different based on pH levels and alkalinity and all that stuff. He would actually know what that means, whereas we say the words and read what they mean on Google.
Right. And yeah. But wow. Unimpressed with this. 10 out of 10. What number would you give it? That's not what I'm on a scale of 1 to 10. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Where would you place this? If you're putting it up against the waters we did in the last episode, uh-huh. You're putting it up against Third Wave, distilled, alkaline 8.8 pH water, and then Barista Hustle water. Where would you place it?
I would place this, actually, I would place it right above distilled. Distilled is still the worst to me. So I would place it a solid 4 out of our 5 attempts.
I would agree with that. Good assessment. So now we're going to move on to just like from the store, regular spring water. I think you have what brand? It's like Kirkland water?
Yeah, Kirkland spring water. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Oh, the special guest can be on pretty soon?
That is absolutely correct. Our producers are hard at work. It's going to happen.
The producers are hard at work. Okay, so Eric, why don't you explain to us what happened earlier? Just because, you know, just to add a little comical stuff in here.
Well, my one producer that was supposed to be observing the quality.
So that would be me.
So that I didn't make any mistakes, was just chatting away, Chatty Cathy over here, off the air. And apparently I forgot to, after I poured through my filter, I forgot to throw the water out of the carafe. So all that coffee that I made so beautifully tasted like a big paper filter.
A delicious paper V60 filter. Hey, you know what? I just wanted to share. It's relatable, you know? Everybody goes through that at some point in their coffee-making career.
Yeah.
And even people who are as experienced as you make really terrible mistakes. Make mistakes that are very, very mediocre and really shouldn't have been made. Just like stuff that, wow, how would anyone do something like that? Just wow.
Yeah, just shocking.
Devastating. Sorry, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Somebody could make a mistake that egregious.
Wow. Just wow. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so we're in the process right now. And by
remaking.
We, I mean Eric is, he's remaking the one with the Kirkland water so we can see all the differences between all six of these. So I just wanted to share with you kind of the recipe that I'm using because I don't think I did yet. And by I mean Eric. So we're doing a 15 to 250.
That's correct.
Right, 15 grams of coffee, 250 of water. We're doing a bloom of 40 grams. We're doing a first pour of 60. We're doing a second pour of 100. And then we're doing a last pour of 50 to get to 250 over a span of about 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Our first pour is at 130. The first pour is at 45 seconds. The second pour is at 1 minute and 30 seconds. And then the third pour is at 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
That is exactly correct. We're doing the same thing about 10 times. The only thing that has varied is when I didn't throw out the wastewater.
Man, how does someone do that?
They're distracted by somebody else. Who could it have
been? Do you not appreciate that I'm making fun of you?
I'm trying to pour this right now.
No comment. All right.
No comment.
We'll be back. We'll be back with the delicious taste. It's going to be right in the face. It's going to be delicious. We're doing this Kirkland water. We've used it multiple times, so we know it's going to taste good.
So what about Kirkland?
So we're tasting this coffee once again. Same recipe, same everything. Yep. Eric made it once again. Same pour.
Left out the
different water. This time,
yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say this time I poured the wastewater out of the carafe. preheated, all that stuff. So it's all good to go. There was nothing that wasn't supposed to be in there. No foreign material appeared in this coffee.
Oh, good. No paper will be flavored in this coffee. So we're noticing a very strong metallic flavor from the water in this cup.
I'm going to ask you to do something really odd. Just swallow and then taste your teeth.
How does that work?
It's like this. Go, and then.
Wow, the noises are just, wow.
But it, I would say it's a different, so we're getting kind of this weird bronzy, minerally flavor in the middle. But at the end, if you taste your teeth, I think it's very calcium-ish.
Like calcium. Yeah. That's no good.
It's funky, right?
After, well, because I've been using that third wave water for a few days, yeah. This tastes weird.
It does. And it's not bad. I would say this one is closer than anything else we've had. What was number two before?
Barista Hustle.
I think I'd rather have this.
I would rather have this.
Yeah. So this is now number two, Barista Hustle number three, Alkaline four, Regional Water five, Distilled Water six.
Yes, absolutely. Basically, third wave water, really good. We're going to do Barista Hustle 2.0 water some other time, not in this episode, unfortunately. What? Could you say that on air?
Our producers are scrambling for the 2.0 recipe. We may have it just in time to try it tonight.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we may be back with the Barista Hustle recipe 2.0. But if we are not, we may be back with a interview with a chemist.
Yes, a special interview with a chemist.
That might happen tonight as well. I'm so sorry that things are not for sure. But if you keep listening, you'll definitely find out. All right, so we have an interview right now with the man, the myth, the legend, Keith Sin. He's a very knowledgeable man about the chemistries, and we're going to ask him some questions about how these specific different compounds are affecting the water. So, Eric, please ask that first question.
All right, Dr. Sin, I'm glad that we've got you on the show with us today. Thank you so much. So we're trying this thing out. We've been trying a bunch of different waters, based on what the water has in it, how hard it is, the pH level, all that stuff. It affects the extraction that we get from coffee. And so that's our interest in it. But we don't know what all these big terms mean. And so we're hoping that you'll be able to kind of tell us, break them down a little bit, and that we might be able to understand why, magnesium sulfate or calcium citrate has the effect of changing the water flavor so much, if that makes sense. So, yeah, so our first ingredient we have here, this one has magnesium sulfate, calcium citrate, and sodium chloride. So what are those?
Okay, those are all different types of salts. Combination of salts that you get. The magnesium sulfate typically draws water. So if you're thinking like your everyday use, for example, if you have a swollen feet, you put Epsom salt and to decrease the swelling, and that's magnesium. That's magnesium sulfate, and it draws the water, the fluid out of your legs. Another example would be like if you are constipated, and you would take magnesium citrate, milk of magnesia. That's magnesium. The magnesium salt is a large molecule, so it draws fluid. So the way it works, it draws fluid into your intestine. So therefore, you take care of the constipation. So magnesium typically draws water.
Draws water. Okay.
And the citric is citric acid makes it more acidic. So, as in case of your lemon juice, and it has citric in it, and that makes it more acidic. Now, the sodium chloride salt, I imagine, and I don't really know about coffee making, but I imagine if you have the solute in the water, it retains the water. It makes it a higher osmolarity. So you have enough solute in the water to retain the water as water. That's how I imagine the benefits of these salts are to you. So, but I don't know how it actually affects the taste of the coffee. But that's pretty much the utility of those sodium chloride to maintain osmolarity, magnesium to hold the water molecule, and the citric acid is more the affecting the pH, lowering the pH.
Awesome. All right, thank you, Dr. Sin. And we also have some other ones here. This is listed actually on a different water that we tried, which is just a big bottle of purified water with minerals added for taste from Kirkland brand. And this one has all of those three that you just told us about, but it also has potassium bicarbonate and sodium bicarbonate. So what are those?
Both of these bicarbonate, by definition, is to make it more alkaline. So it will increase your pH and make it more alkaline. Now, there's not a whole lot of difference between sodium bicarbonate and potassium bicarbonate. Both of the anions are readily available, except that sodium bicarbonate are very readily available. Your soda is sodium bicarbonate, and if you'll read the label on your soda pop that we drink, that's has sodium bicarbonate in it. So either one of those choices is fine, except I imagine sodium bicarbonate is a lot cheaper because it's readily available. And both of those agents will increase the pH, make it more alkaline.
Wait, can you jump? We're just a bunch of scrubs trying to drink coffee and learn all about these pH levels and all that. So could you explain, I guess in really simple terms, what pH and alkalinity mean in regards to the water that we drink? And we read that groundwater is typically somewhere between 6 and 8.2 pH. But how does that affect, and like the acidity on lower pH versus alkalinity and all that? Could you give us kind of a basic rundown of what all that means?
Okay. Mostly neutral pH is like 7. So that's kind of neutral. And when you add a weak acid like citric acid, which is weak, it's not the strong acids like hydrochloric acid or sulfuric acid. Those are very, very strong acids. Now, citric acid is a mild acid, so it would lower it a little bit, as in the case of your what you described, maybe from a 7 to a 6.9 to a 6.8, not so much. Now, on the other hand, the sodium bicarbonate and the potassium bicarbonate, those are strong alkaline, so it will raise the pH from a neutral pH of 7 to like 7, 8, 7, 7, 6, 7, 8 easily without adding a whole lot of that. So a little bit of that will increase the alkalinity, whereas you might need a lot more of citric acid to lower the pH a little bit. Okay.
Thank you, sir. And let's go one more segment. We're up against a break real quick, but let's go one more. So what danger, is there any, I guess, what danger, if any, is there drinking water with a crazy high or a crazy low pH? Is there any danger in that at all?
Yeah, there is, because it does affect the free water absorption in our body. That's one. Two, it does affect the pH of our blood. Our blood is very sensitive to pH. So, as an example, if you can't breathe well and you're running out of oxygen, not being able to breathe, you retain CO2, carbon dioxide, and that will lower the pH, and eventually it becomes very critical in our brain. Our brain and blood has a finite control. Too much acidity will make your brain not work. So, yes. So, how much pH can you play around with before it affects you? Probably not so much in coffee, because I imagine you're not going to drink that much. But if you drink a lot of water with a low pH, that's not good.
What when you say a lot, are we saying gallons or? Oh, I totally dropped the phone.
Whoa!
You're talking about not a glass. You're talking about a quart and things like that. So a typical cup of coffee is less than a cup. A cup is usually 8 ounces. So a cup of coffee and a coffee cup is generally about 6 ounces. And you're talking about 32 ounces and 64 ounces. It is it's a lot of water.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sin. I'm sure we have more questions, but we're going to try wrapping this episode up. Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate you. Philip, any final questions? Or
thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. All right. Well, we got to talk a little bit more with the chemist after we kind of turned it off there, but we learned some more interesting info, and it was really fun. That conversation was great.
I am literally...
It kind of probably went a little bit deeper, but man, that was really fun.
I am vibrating, and I don't know if it's from the 9 cups of coffee we've shared,
or from that conversation. That conversation was stimulating. Also, it is really cold out here, which is another reason I might be shivering.
It is very cold. So we just learned that, what is it? It's magnesium.
Yeah.
Is it just magnesium bicarbonate, right?
Magnesium sulfate.
The magnesium sulfate draws out or like draws water with it as a mineral or a electrolyte. That's what he said, right? He said it's electrolyte.
It's an electrolyte, right? Oh, the salt. Oh, man.
The salts are electrolytes, and that's a salt, and he said it's an electrolyte.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
So what actually happens, and what we're starting to understand, is that you're pouring your water over. If it has magnesium sulfate in there, as it's saturating the bean, getting into all those little crevices, it's also bonding with those flavor molecules and pulling them down through your filter into your coffee. And that's where you're getting flavor from.
And it's because it's in the water, it's actually making that water extract longer. Like the water is not just like the distilled water that we were pouring. It's probably just going straight through. That's why the flavors are so muted. It's not grabbing anything. But you add that magnesium sulfate in, it attracts water. It pulls more out, right?
Yeah.
And that's, wow, that's cool.
It's very cool. So it's always really fun to learn new things. I hope that this is actually interesting and informative for you. We really enjoyed doing this episode. We actually have a really exciting episode coming up with Abide Coffee Roasters. Mm. We're going to be able to interview John. I'm very excited about that.
Very excited. That is actually happening tomorrow. We are going to break out the high quality recording equipment. We're going big, folks. We are going so big that it will be large.
You can expect that to be up on Monday.
Woo! I'm excited.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Specialty Coffee Talk. We will be back Monday with that interview with Abide Coffee Roasters, John from Abide Coffee Roasters. We're going to get into some stuff with him, talk about how he started, and just talk coffee in general. And always really fun to talk coffee with people you know, and especially with people that you've just met. So be looking out for that. Monday, you'll be seeing a new episode of Specialty Coffee Talk. Thank you so much for listening to us today for these past two episodes. For any of the episodes you've listened to up to this point, I hope you've enjoyed. I hope it's simplified coffee. You can reach us at Gmail, specialtycoffeetalk@gmail.com. You can reach me personally, Phil M. Co. on Instagram at Phil M. Co. or Philip M. Co. Philip M. Co. You can reach Eric at
Co. Eric.
Co. Eric on Instagram. And I'm starting up a Specialty Coffee Talk Instagram, so that's going to be starting here pretty soon. Go ahead, follow that. You can reach us at those different things. Please reach out. Give us more suggestions. The suggestion for these past two episodes came from Dan. Thank you so much, Dan. We appreciate it. Really, really good idea.
Also, just a quick, Dan, it's DJKOSUDA. So DJ Kosuda is his Instagram. Give him a shout out. This guy loves coffee. He seems like a really cool dude. He's right here in Long Beach, I think, from all the stalking we've done. And we may end up going and meeting him just to chat coffee sometime. That would be fun.
That would be fun. We should do that. All right. Thank you for listening. Grab a cup of coffee, use good water, take a sip, and smile. And we'll see you next time for another conversation.